Welcome. Today we would like to meditate on something more of a word picture or comparison than a real name of the Lord Jesus. But I just chose to include it as well. It's the fact that Jesus is our city of refuge. And there's one verse in Hebrews 6 verse 18 that really reminds us that Jesus is our city of refuge. It says there that we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. These words remind us really of the time that the people of Israel came to the land of Canaan, and the Lord instructed them at that time that they had to separate six cities, and that anyone who accidentally had murdered someone could flee to there, to those cities. They could take refuge. Now, our text shows that Jesus is like those cities of refuge. And we wonder, how is Christ our city of refuge? And how can we then receive comfort and hope? Well, first of all, just like the cities of refuge, the way to them needed to be easy to reach and near to all. The way to these cities was well marked, sometimes by signs, or there were Levites standing in the way, pointing at the junctions. That way is going to the city of refuge. So it is with Jesus too. The Lord Jesus has given us pastors. The Lord has given us pastors, evangelists, parents, teachers. They all point us, Jesus, that way, over and over, especially you children, we are pointed to the Lord Jesus over and over. And because we want to make the way of Christ as clear as possible, we try to be as much as possible at any cost, also not to be a stumbling block in the road to the Lord Jesus. And we try to avoid being only a signpost, just a signpost that stays at the place where it is, and who never themselves take refuge to the Lord Jesus. And just as these six cities were spread throughout the whole country of Israel, they were therefore to be close to every Israelite. And now, so it is with Jesus. Much more so. Because Jesus says that he is close to the brokenhearted and to all those that call upon him in truth. Now, secondly, these cities were never allowed to be locked at night. Ancient cities, as you know, would have walls and doors, and each one of them would lock their big door at night to keep the city safe. Not so in the cities of refuge. They were open 24/7. Isn't that a beautiful picture of who the Lord is? The Lord Jesus. In heaven, as the great and glorious refuge, he hears our prayers. He knows your and my pains. He cares for us when we are in trouble. He can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. We can come confessing all our sins. Now, picture in your mind someone who has accidentally murdered someone. As soon as that happened, people around him would say, run, run for your life. And there he went. And it was even, whether he was Jew or Gentile, it didn't matter, because he knew that when he would not run, the avenger of blood could overtake him, and it would mean certain death. Now, we as sinners are in a similar situation. Ever since our fall in paradise, we have entered this world guilty, wretched, miserable sinners. But the gospel calls us over and over, take refuge in Jesus. Run to Christ with all your sins, with every trouble you meet. Find shelter in him. Only when you're in Christ, the city of refuge, only when you're in him, you are safe from eternal death and destruction. And you can know his presence there. Now, the amazing truth is that Christ does not just welcome sinners who sinned by accident. He takes sinners from the deepest eye, all kinds of sinners, young sinners, old sinners, Jews, Gentiles, sinners who have long and hard sinned against him. And he says to us, run to Jesus. In him you will be saved. And when you come to Jesus and enter into him by faith, this place is then a place of refuge. Just as the cities of refuge, you would be protected, you would be cared for. So it is with Jesus. You are protected and cared for when you are in him by faith. When someone would enter that city, a Levite would be waiting for him and give you the protection from the Avenger of Blood. You would receive a place to live. You receive clothing. You receive food. You would be cared for. And you had to stay there until the death of the high priest. Then you would be set free. How much more glorious Christ our refuge is. When you enter into him, the law cannot condemn you anymore because of your sins. In Christ we receive legal protection. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. When we enter into Christ by faith, we will be cared for eternally. There's nothing that possibly we could lack. He knows our needs. His very own death, the death of the high priest, is what protects us there. Not just once. No, this is eternal protection. Isn't that amazing? Now, the beautiful thing is that each of those six cities in Israel had a beautiful name that also reminds us of the Lord Jesus. That was Kadesh, which means righteousness. That is what Jesus is for unclean sinners like you and me, righteousness. There was Shechem, which means shoulder. That is what Jesus is for weary and heavy laden sinners who come to him, who take refuge in him. Jesus gives us a shoulder to rest on. There was Hebron, which means fellowship. That is what Jesus is for those who feel lonely and forsaken. With him you find fellowship, with God the Father, and with his Son Jesus Christ, and with the saints. There was Bezer, which means stronghold. That is what Jesus is for those of us who are fearful and anxious. He is that safe place, the walls around us, the shelter. There was Ramoth, which means exalted. That's what he does for those who are humbled on account of their sin, who find themselves in the pit and the miry clay. He gently lifts them up and out of it and places them upon a rock that is higher than themselves, upon himself. And there was Golan, last one, which means separated. That's what Jesus does in our lives. We are not able to separate ourselves from sin. Only when he empowers us by his Holy Spirit, he empowers us to be separated from sin. When we're in him, he separates us from sin. Now, do you now understand what our text says? That it is such a comfort to flee to Christ. Do we now understand that it says that it is our only hope? Jesus is our only hope. Have you fled for refuge to Jesus already? Have you fled today? If not, wait no longer. Flee, and you will find in him eternal security, hope, and comfort. And most of all, you will find himself, a relationship with himself. Amen.